In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Blessed is He who sent down the criterion to His servant, that He may be a warner to all the nations. He to whom belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and who did not take a son, nor has he any partner in sovereignty, and he created everything, and then determined it in a precise measure. Yet they have taken gods besides him, who create nothing, and have themselves been created, and who have no control over their own harm or benefit, and have no control over their own death, or life, or resurrection. The faithless say, "This is nothing but a lie that he has fabricated, and other people have abetted him in it." Thus, they have certainly come out with wrongdoing and falsehood. They say, "He has taken down myths of the ancients, and they are dictated to him morning and evening." Say, "It has been sent down by him who knows the hidden in the heavens and the earth. Indeed, he is all-forgiving, all-merciful." And they say, "What sort of apostle is this who eats food and walks in the marketplaces? Why has not an angel been sent down to him so as to be a warner along with him? Or why is not a treasure thrown to him? Or why does he not have a garden from which he may eat?" And the wrongdoers say, "You are just following a bewitched man." Look how they draw comparisons for you, so they go astray and cannot find the way. Blessed is he who will grant you better than that, if he wishes, gardens with streams running in them, and he will give you palaces. Rather, they deny the hour, and we have prepared a blaze for those who deny the hour. When it sights them from a distant place, they will hear it raging and roaring. And when they are cast into a narrow place in it, bound together in chains, they will pray for their own annihilation. They will be told, "Do not pray for a single annihilation today, but pray for many annihilations." Say, "Is that better or the everlasting paradise promised to the God-weary, which will be their reward and destination?" There they will have whatever they wish, abiding forever, a promise much besought, binding on your Lord. On the day that He will muster them, and those whom they worship besides Allah, He will say, "Were it you who led astray these servants of mine, or did they themselves stray from the way?" They will say, "Immaculate are you. It does not behoove us to take any guardians in your stead, but you provided them and their fathers, until they forgot the reminder, and they were a ruined lot." So they will certainly impugn you in what you say, and you will neither be able to circumvent punishment, nor find help, and whoever of you does wrong, we shall make him taste a terrible punishment. We did not send any apostles before you, but that they indeed ate food and walked in the marketplaces. We have made you a trial for one another, to see if you will be patient, and your Lord is all-seeing. Those who do not expect to encounter us say, "Why have not angels been sent down to us, or why do we not see our Lord?" Certainly they are full of arrogance within their souls and have become terribly defiant. The day when they see the angels, there will be no good news for the guilty that day, and they will say, "Keep off from paradise." Then we shall attend to the works they have done, and then turn them into scattered dust. On that day the inhabitants of paradise will be in the best abode and an excellent resting place. The day when the sky will be split open with the clouds, and the angels will be sent down in a majestic descent. On that day, true sovereignty will belong to the All-Beneficent, and it will be a hard day for the faithless. A day when the wrongdoer will bite his hands, saying, "I wish I had followed the apostles' way. Woe to me! I wish I had not taken so-and-so as friend. Certainly he led me astray from the reminder after it had come to me, and Satan is a deserter of man." And the apostle will say, "O my Lord, indeed my people consigned this Qur'an to oblivion. That is how for every prophet we assigned an enemy from among the guilty, and your Lord suffices as helper and guide." The faithless say, "Why has not the Qur'an been sent down to him all at once? So it is that we may strengthen your heart with it, and we have recited it to you in a measured tone." They do not bring you any poser, but that we bring you the truth in reply to them, and the best exposition. Those who will be mustered on their faces toward hell, they are the worst situated and further astray from the right way. Certainly we gave Moses the book, and we made Aaron his brother accompany him as a minister. Then we said, Let the two of you go to the people who have denied our signs. Then we destroyed them utterly. And Noah's people, we drowned them when they impugned the apostles. And we made them a sign for mankind, and we have prepared for the wrongdoers a painful punishment. And Ad and Thamud, and the inhabitants of Ras, and many generations between them. For each of them we drew examples, and each we destroyed utterly. Certainly they must have passed the town on which an evil shower was rained. Have they not seen it? Rather, they did not expect resurrection. When they see you, they just take you in derision. Is this the one whom Allah has sent as an apostle? Indeed, he was about to lead us astray from our gods, had we not stood by them. Soon they will know, when they cite the punishment, who is further astray from the right way. Have you seen him who has taken his desire to be his God? Is it your duty to watch over him? Do you suppose that most of them listen or apply reason? They are just like cattle. Rather, they are further astray from the way. Have you not regarded how your Lord spreads the twilight? Had he wished, he would have made it still. Then we made the sun a beacon for it. Then we retract it toward ourselves with a gentle retracting. It is he who made for you the night as a covering and sleep for rest, and he made the day a recall to life. And it is he who sends the winds as harbingers of his mercy, and we send down from the sky purifying water, with which we revive a dead country and provide water to many of the cattle and humans we have created. Certainly we distribute it among them, so that they may take admonition. But most people are only intent on ingratitude. Had we wished, we would have sent a warner to every town. So do not obey the faithless, but wage against them a great jihad with it. It is he who merged the two seas, this one sweet and agreeable, and that one briny and bitter, and between the two he set a barrier and a forbidding hindrance. It is he who created the human being from water, then invested him with ties of blood and marriage, and your Lord is all-powerful. They worship besides Allah that which neither brings them any benefit nor causes them any harm, and the faithless one is ever an abettor against his Lord. We did not send you except as a bearer of good news and as a warner. Say, I do not ask you any reward for it, except that anyone who wishes should take the way to his Lord. Put your trust in the Living One, who does not die, and celebrate his praise. He suffices as one all aware of the sins of his servants. He who created the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them in 6 days, and then settled on the throne, the All-Beneficent. So ask about him someone who is well aware. When they are told, prostrate yourselves before the All-Beneficent, they say, What is the All-Beneficent? Shall we prostrate ourselves before whatever you bid us? And it increases their aversion. Blessed is he who appointed houses in the sky, and set in it a lamp and a shining moon. It is he who made the night and the day alternate, for one who desires to take admonition or desires to give thanks. The servants of the All-Beneficent are those who walk humbly on the earth, and when the ignorant address them, say peace. Those who spend the night with their Lord, prostrating and standing in worship. Those who say, Our Lord, turn away from us the punishment of hell. Indeed, its punishment is enduring. Indeed, it is an evil abode and place. Those who, when spending, are neither wasteful nor tight-fisted, and moderation lies between these extremes. Those who do not invoke another God besides Allah, and do not kill a soul whose life Allah has made inviolable, except with due cause, and do not commit fornication. Whoever does that shall encounter its retribution, the punishment being doubled for him on the day of resurrection. In it he will abide in humiliation forever, excepting those who repent, attain faith, and act righteously. For such, Allah will replace their misdeeds with good deeds, and Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. And whoever repents and acts righteously, indeed turns to Allah, with due penitence. Those who do not give false testimony, and when they come upon vain talk, pass by nobly. Those who, when reminded of the signs of their Lord, do not turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to them. And those who say, Our Lord, grant us comfort in our spouses and descendants, and make us imams of the God-wary. Those shall be rewarded with sublime abodes for their patience, and they shall be met there with greetings and peace, to abide in them forever in excellent abode and place. Say, What store my Lord would set by you were it not for your supplication, but you impugned me and my advice, so that will continue to haunt you.